That's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. This is our week to focus on food insecurity, and the second part of that is with our Flathead Food Bank Executive Director, Chris Sidmore. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Food insecurity, what does that mean to you?
Oh, it means really twofold. I think it's the physical side of things, and it's the emotional, it's the psychological side of things. We just had a big handout last month, and we're about to do another one for Christmas, December 15th. Mm-hmm. And it's you know, I don't know. I'm a baby. If I'm hungry, like, I'm running to the pantry.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine, not being able to grab a snack. But then you also think about how social food is as well. You know, I think so many of my best times, even this holiday season, has been sitting down with family and, just having that option to have people over. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, when you don't have quite enough money to put the food on the table, it's a family thing too.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and I was reminded of our Thanksgiving handout. It was beautiful. We had about just under 600 families that showed up and received a turkey and a meal to go with it. And, I was kind of walking down the line, and I went for blocks. It's a long ways. So many people just grabbed me by the arm. And I swear, I've got I'm so lucky to have this job. But people would grab me by the arm, and they're like, thank you so much. I wasn't going to have Thanksgiving, and now I get to have my grandchildren over. I get to cook for them. And I'm thinking, I have Thanksgiving. How is that even an option? But yeah, there's a lot that goes with it.
Boy. So the one area that I want to really spend a little bit of time with you today is the unhoused community members.
Yeah.
How are you able to help them?
Yeah, it's tough, as we probably all know, it's a multifaceted, problem. There's a lot that goes into it. I think for us at the food bank, we also walk that fine line where, we also want to help people, but, there's also that stigma where you never want to enable people. But the biggest thing for us is when somebody's in crisis, when they don't have a home, when they don't have food, we want to at least try to get them stabilized a little bit. Get them, at least fed so that they can actually go and address some of those needs. We're right across from the Office of Public Assistance. We have good relationships with the Samaritan House, the Abbey Shelter. So it really is a team approach. A lot of times when people come in, we're like, hey, good to see you. Here's some food. Get some food in your belly, so you can actually focus. And here's, a number of other resources. But I'd say, food, kind of the first stop in many times. And then we partner with other agencies, or at least point them in that direction.
I think of families who are homeless,
yeah,
and the kids,
yeah,
go to school.
Mm.
We know that when kids are hungry, they don't learn very well.
Yeah, and that's just exactly it. I mean, our backpack program alone, which absolutely love. We partner with 19 different schools throughout the valley. And last year alone, we gave out 14,000. I used to call them backpacks, but they're bags of food. Mm-hmm. And that's just it. Again, I've got two kids, and I think if I'm hungry, to be candid with you, I could be sitting here doing an interview, and I'm just thinking, what's for lunch, right? but it's got so much of the physical effect as well. It can stunt brain growth. It just and just growth overall. And there's psychological and physical barriers to that.
Well, we do have food programs within the schools, but we're not in school every day.
Well, exactly. Yep, and it's amazing too. Just the we always call it the curse of knowledge. I think it's easy, mm-hmm, maybe for an average person to say, like, okay, if I was in this boat, I'd go down, I'd do this, I'd talk to my financial advisor, I'd call my mom, I'd do that, and a lot of these people they are in crisis, so sometimes it's just a matter of time. Hopefully that's the case, but it's hard to tell exactly what's out there a lot of times too. I mean, we see people that come in and they say, I just had to flee my home and I was able to grab this backpack, or, sometimes they don't even speak English, or, who knows what the case is, but mm-hmm, it's not always just as straightforward as go to school and they'll give you a free breakfast. And I mean, sometimes it is, but there's a lot more to it.
Sure. The thing that I think that most people are having trouble wrapping their brains around, and the fact that your neighbor
yeah,
may not have enough money to buy food.
Yeah.
There are certain things you have to spend your money on.
Yeah.
You have to pay the rent or the mortgage. You have to. Mm-hmm. There's no option on that. If you don't, you're homeless. That's number one.
Yeah.
You know, you need transportation. If you can't make the car payment, you lose your car. You can't get to work.
Yeah.
Everything goes down. We can go on and on down the list. You got heating, you got electric, all that stuff has got to be paid.
Yeah.
There's no room for yeah. error here. So there's one thing left, food.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we just don't eat today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that, and that's just it. And I think about it all the time. You know, one of the amazing things, again, for my job is I actually get to be there. I get to see the people, and it puts you in a different, you know, makes you think in a different perspective where, mm-hmm. you know, I've had tough times in my life, and luckily, you know, I've had a mom, a grandma, a good friend to fall back on. But I'll be candid, you know, I feel like I have, you know, a halfway decent job, you know, I'm amazing in a lot of ways, but halfway decent as far as stability. And life's just expensive. Like you're saying, yeah, by the time you pay rent, you know, and pay for a couple other things, you're thinking, sheesh, not a lot of meat left on the bone.
That's right. Yeah. And I think this is the dilemma that a lot of people find themselves in. And, you know, our neighbors could be, you know, next door, could be in that situation, and you would never know it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the beauty of the food bank, is they could be going to the food bank every week and getting food, and you and I would never know it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing I think that shocked me is, you know, I think whenever we think of kind of, you know, a category or group of people, you know, kind of a stereotype comes to mind for better or worse, but just the diversity that walks through the door, you know, at the food bank, and everybody thinks of the pantry, but it's the pantry, it's a backpack program, it's our mobile pantries. There's so much, but yeah, a lot of it, you know, if I had to think of a typical client, and it's such a diverse crowd that it's hard mm-hmm. to say, but it would be, you know, the gal that's worked her whole life and then thought she was done raising kids, and now she has her grandchildren, and she broke her hip at work, and you know, there she is, one little accident, no fault of her own.
Yeah, and that's it. So now, the Flathead Food Bank, mm-hmm. You are successful at feeding a lot of people.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
Yeah, you know, it's combination, but the biggest thing is just a lot of generous people throughout the valley. And I think that's just it. You know, when people come in, again, just being candid, I think we do a very good job at trying to make them feel welcomed, and that's something that we keep at the forefront. But let's be honest, nobody wants to be at the food bank. You know, that's nobody's dream. Mm-hmm. And I also have to let them, you know, you have people that come in and they say, oh, you know, I'm so sorry I'm here. It's like, don't be sorry. There are so many generous people, so many generous businesses that donate. You know, we had Feed the Need concert. That was great. We've had so many amazing, you know, partners throughout this holiday season. That's really helped. We've had a lot of, you know, just really big stores throughout the valley, you know, Walmart, Target, Ceres Bakery, the Starbucks, that they donate their food. And it's, you know, I think most people feel this way. They say, I don't have a lot, but I have a little bit of extra. And then, you know, I've got an extra loaf of bread. I got some extra squash. I've got, you know, a few cans of beans that, you know, are left over. Could you guys use it? And it kind of accumulates.
We think that you need such quantities in order to do what you do, but you're just pointing out that, you know, a few leftovers could make a big difference.
It adds up, and that's one of my favorite parts of the job. You know, people swing by, and they're like, hey, I've got 8 cans of beans. And then I get a talk with them. Hey, nice to meet you. Where are you from? You know, thanks for doing that. And it piles up throughout the day, you know, and that's a portion of it. The other thing that I think is really great is our volunteers. We utilize our volunteers so much where we've got a small staff, and it gets a little busy and stressful at times. I'm sure you guys can relate to that. But we have about 40 to 50 volunteers on a regular basis, and we need more. But, you know, through utilizing their philanthropic giving of their time, we're able to stretch a dollar really far. So we get these donations, and then when we do get fiscal donations, you know, we partner with large, you know, nonprofits as well, where we have huge buying power. And then, you know, give you an example. I've got a gentleman driving over today from the eastern side of state, and he's selling us eggs for a dozen a dollar, right? And then I've got volunteers that are waiting to receive them, and they're going to stack them and put them in cartons and hand them out. So, yeah, it's a group effort for sure.
So how much money does it take to run the food bank 1 year.
1 year, it's a lot. We're feeding, and we saw about 50,000 visits year to date. So it's quite a bit, but we're close to $1 million a year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you've got a big hill to climb every single day, just making sure you've got enough money in the bank to provide the meals.
We do, yeah. And you know, we had a gentleman come in. I think many people heard this story. It was a 12-year-old kid that you know gave us a $5,000 donation to his family. And I was talking with his dad, and he was asking me. He said, "Hey, do you guys, you know, how are you guys doing?" And I was like, you know, we're not rich, but we're getting by. And he'd given this Mother Teresa quote, and I can't remember it, so you know, probably shouldn't be quoting it. But it's basically like, you know, there's not an excess, but there's enough to get by. But yeah, just a lot of businesses and small people, you know, doing their part. It's a community just loving on each other.
Now, one thing that I've noticed, and you know, maybe you can give me some input on this. Mm-hmm. We had a big concern back in the summertime, homeless people, panhandling, and all of this, and that's when the focus really got put on it. Suddenly, we're calling them unhoused instead of homeless, and that may be a better description, huh?
Yeah, you know, and it's a good question, and to be honest, I don't know exactly where that change was, and I know it's a very controversial topic, right? Yeah. And it's a tough part for me. You know, there's a gal sleeping in front of the food bank about a month ago before the food bank opened. And I'll be honest, you know, out of love and respect, I never want to enable somebody. Yeah. But at the same time, I see this gal probably in her 20s. And it, you know, I stopped. It was
What's
cold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought, this is a human. Yeah. I mean, that's the one thought that was kind of running through my mind. So it's also a balancing act. And, you know, we have some parameters, you know, however many visits they can do a month, and we try to hook them up with other sources. But yeah, I'm not sure on the vernacular, yeah, kind of the connotation.
Well, unhoused, you know, we know that some places have been closed as rentals and sold and everything, and the squeeze is on, and the prices are so high. So somebody could actually be working and having trouble keeping a roof over their head.
Yeah.
And so unhoused is kind of an interesting term. Now, also distinguishing between somebody this has never happened to before, you know, suddenly this is a new event and it's crisis in their life. And then there are those who have whatever mental problems or whatever and have kind of made a choice or antisocial or something. And so what do you do about trying to get help for them as far as referrals go?
Yeah, it's a great question. You do see, you know, that many, that large of a number, we naturally see a diversity, and there are, you know, those number of people. And, you know, at the food bank, I think the only thing that we can really do is just kind of educate people, give people an option. So when people come in, you know, depending on the time of year. So for example, holiday seasons, we're saying, hey, here's toys for tots. Here's coats for kids. You know, please connect with this office, connect with that office. But we kind of just focus, you know, I joke around. It's a dad joke, right? It's a bad pun, but I say we stick to our bread and butter, which is feeding people. And then we try to shine the light. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's up to them. And sometimes we will partner with other agencies. We'll have them come in and, you know, give flu shots or offer other, you know, medical services. Yeah. But for the most part, it's, you know, let's be good at handing out the food that we've been entrusted with and then let them know. But yeah, ultimately it's, there's still that ownership on that.
Yeah. I know one of the organizations we talked to, they're saying is a hand up, not a hand out, which is really what we're looking for is, a little direction and hope for these people.
So. One story that's always haunted me, and I'm going to tell it again. It happened over at Peterson Elementary School. A teacher there. I was watching the kids lining up for lunch. And one little girl was standing over to the side. And so she went over to this little girl, who I think she probably was 7, 8 years old, and said, why aren't you in line? And she said, this isn't my day to eat.
Wow.
That's
you
that's
know, and that just haunts
tragic.
Me that somebody that young. This isn't my day to eat.
Yeah.
And the damage that could be being done to that little girl's intellect, to her physical body, the more I think about it, the more it scares me.
Yeah.
That there are young people out there who aren't eating
malnutrition
when they need
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
Well, and that's just it. You know, we talked about, I think the first time you guys had me on, I spent first, I don't know, half decade of my, you know, professional career down in South America. And to be honest with you, I kind of thought, that stuff happens overseas, but man, it happens right here. And you hear the stories. I mean, just like you're talking about, the other day I'm in at the food bank and I'm doing spreadsheets and budget and all that stuff that I go, you know, I didn't dream of doing this when I was a kid, but I need a little break. So I jump up, I go to the pantry, and there's so many kids out there, you know, and I just, to be honest with you, you know, I just started wheeling and dealing. I saw these two girls with the little lollipops. I said, hey, you know, I saw this box of lollipop, unicorn, you know, lollipops in the back. I was like, I'll trade you this box for those two suckers, you know, and for me, like I kind of do it to, you know, fuel, you know, my heart a little bit. But yeah, it's just amazing the kids that come in there and the story that that they have. And that's just it. That's what dawns on me. They're just normal kids, normal people, and you get to know them, and it's, you know, hey, so-and-so, how's your basketball season going? You know, how's school going? How's this project? And you're like, I've got two kids. I'm like, there's no difference other than their circumstances. Yeah. And these are kids.
Yeah. Well, we sure appreciate the hard work you're putting into all of this. The Flathead Food Bank has a huge mission to fulfill.
Yeah.
And you're on it.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys. Thanks for having me.